Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 18, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about CardPay expands in Asia. Squarespace launches POS system powered by Square. Wirecard to reveal account interests via its payment and banking app, Boon Planet. Dara Pay partners Alipay to offer e-wallet services to Chinese tourists. Spreedly raises US$75 million MLN from Spectrum Equity. Corporates brace for Beck scam ramp up. How APIs, the gig economy drive payroll accounting connectivity. How faster underwriting, credit analysis unlock faster loan payments. Getting RTP's roadmap, consumer demand for it in sync. Now let's get started. CardPay expands in Asia. Global payments solution and acquiring platform CardPay has expanded further with increased activity in Asia, with 5 offices established in Singapore, Hong Kong, Shanghai, Xiamen and Hanoi. Merchants benefit from CardPay's ability to process local payment methods in 120-plus currencies and eliminate all the inefficiencies associated with unfavorable foreign exchange, decline rates, chargebacks and slow settlement. The business now operates in more than 50 countries and allows merchants to accept 300-plus local payment methods. CardPay is a global merchant acquirer enabling payments for businesses worldwide. CardPay is a regulated financial institution offering a wide range of services, including payment gateway, card acquiring, merchant account opening, card issuing, alternative payment methods, foreign exchange and more. Squarespace launches POS system powered by Square. Squarespace has announced their new POS system utilizing a partnership with mobile payment processor Square, eSellerCafe.com reports. Previously, Squarespace customers have had to utilize third-party integrations or deal with managing their online and offline stock and stores manually. With their new POS system powered by Square, it will mean a much cleaner and automated integration with their online system able to better track any offline sales. Squarespace POS will allow for small business owners to take orders in person while keeping their inventory in sync with their online stores. It will also help them centralize inventory, orders, customers, and analytics data on an all-in-one platform so they can spend less time managing their business and more time interacting with their customers in real life. Squarespace POS will be available to Squarespace Commerce Basic and Commerce Advanced customers. Additionally, new Square customers can redeem a no-transaction fee offer on their first US$1,000 of sales. Wirecard to reveal account interests via its payment and banking app, Boon Planet. Wirecard has revealed it is adding new features to its Boon Planet digital payment and banking solution, Boon Planet. As such, current account holders will receive interest of around 0.75%, starting in 2020. The offering will be available to all Boon Planet users in Germany, with plans to be further launched in other countries in the near future. The Boon platform can additionally be used by Wirecard's B2B clients. Boon Planet is a fully comprehensive digital current account, which underlies the European deposit guarantee and which can be opened in 5 minutes. Via this solution, users not only have a complete overview of all their finances, but they also can carry out contactless payments with a smart device or physical card anywhere MasterCard is accepted. Services including intelligent savings plans, real-time insurance, digital loyalty features, and mobility solutions are meant to be integrated in the future. Dara Pay partners Alipay to offer e-wallet services to Chinese tourists. Dara Pay has announced its partnership with Alipay, so Chinese tourists can scan and pay with their Alipay app at all Dara Pay merchants. Through this strategic partnership, the two partners are looking to integrate their respective systems with one another and offer the market a flexible, on-demand digital payment solution through which Chinese tourists can conveniently use during their visit to Cambodia. With the system now in place, Alipay users are no longer required to withdraw cash or perform cross-app money transfer to make payments across the kingdom. They can complete their purchases by scanning the special QR code available at DaraPay-enabled merchant partners. DaraPay is a joint venture between Canada Investment Holding (CIH) of Cambodia and Fullerton Financial Capital (FFC), a subsidiary of Fullerton Financial Holdings (FHH) of Singapore, for the purpose of operating a mobile wallet and payments business in Cambodia. DaraPay's services include local money remittance, cash in, cash out, utilities bill payments, phone top-up, bill payment, e-commerce payment, merchant payment, loan referral, payroll service, mobile wallet and other financial-related products. Spreedly raises $75 million from Spectrum Equity. Spreedly has announced a $75 million growth investment from Spectrum Equity to accelerate product development and to support the company's global expansion plans. Spreedly enables customers to securely capture and store cardholder data in their Spreedly vault, and then use tokenized payment details from their vault to transact across hundreds of third-party payments and e-commerce service connections that Spreedly supports. Historically, high-performance global and cross-border payment processing was only available to the largest global e-commerce merchants who dedicate significant time and resources to build out their payments operations and to maintain multi-vendor relationships. With Spreedly, businesses of all sizes can rapidly scale and optimize their payments operations through a single, easy-to-deploy and maintain API connection. The platform enables payments flexibility and redundancy by allowing customers to route transactions through virtually any combination of payment services without ever touching end consumer card data. Customers also use Spreedly to continuously monitor and optimize their transaction success rates. Spreedly is a cloud-based payment infrastructure that allows to securely capture credit cards, store them safely in a vault, and then use them with multiple payment gateways and third-party APIs, all while keeping out of PCI DSS scope. It provides online merchants and services the choice to work across payment gateways and endpoints, creating flexibility for payment options, capture, and vaulting. Corporates brace for BEC scam ramp-up. Cybersecurity experts are warning that the next year, and beyond, will continue to present an elevated threat level to businesses at risk of payments fraud, and governments are taking steps to react accordingly. In Ireland, police are sounding the alarm on the threat of B2B payments fraud after multiple businesses lost hundreds of thousands of dollars to business email compromise, BEC, scams. Meanwhile, in the UK, consumer advocates are raising concerns that an existing, voluntary code in the banking sector is set to see its compensation fund expire at the end of the year, leaving fraud victims unprotected and without a way to recoup losses. In the US, cybersecurity technology companies are taking measures to raise awareness and combat corporate payment fraud risks. Below, PYMNTS breaks down the data behind the latest news in corporate payments fraud. The next 12 to 18 months will see a rise in vendor email compromise (VEC) risk, according to Crane Hasseld, Agari Cyber Intelligence Division's head of threat research. Hasseld provided a public comment on the vendor email compromise scam. Unlike the BEC, the VEC scam involves a cybercriminal infiltrating a vendor's email account to send a request for payment, whereas the BEC scam often involves fake, although similar, email addresses and messages. About 50% of corporate fraud attempts involve bank deposit scams, according to corporate payment fraud technology firm SysID. The company recently announced a partnership with Tradeshift to integrate its fraud protection into the supply chain payments platform. Their collaboration aims to reduce the time it takes for professionals to manually analyze transaction information and detect potentially fraudulent payments, particularly targeting the threat of fraudsters tricking accounts payable (AP) teams into making payments into fraudulent suppliers' accounts. More than £1 million is currently lost to financial scams in the UK, according to recent reports from The Guardian. With a government scheme that aims to compensate victims of bank transfer scams slated to end this year, reports are warning that fraud victims will be left unprotected in 2020. A scenario consumer protection group which Explained means a return to the dark days of blameless victims losing their life savings to this devastating crime. The government and financial services sector are now exploring how to address the issue after payment group Pay UK rejected a proposal that would have imposed a levy on banks to contribute to a collective fund for fraud victim compensation. $500,000 in losses were reported from one Irish company, reports in the Journal.ie said last week, noting that Ireland's Garda have issued warnings to businesses over the threat of the BEC scam. In addition to one company's $500,000 in losses, reports said another business lost more than €200,000 to the scam. Trust no email full stop, is the advice that Garda are giving to Irish small businesses. $8.5 million was stolen in an embezzlement scheme at construction company Marco Contractors, according to Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports. The former controller at the firm, Sue O'Neill, reportedly admitted to the fraud in federal court last week, a scam she said involved manipulation of the firm's payroll processes as well as accounts payable, AP. Reports noted that O'Neill allegedly issued payroll checks deposited directly into a separate company account, while also initiating wire transfers and writing company checks made payable to that company, subsequently manipulating AP records to suggest they were legitimate vendor payments. How APIs, the gig economy, drive payroll accounting connectivity. With open banking business models inspiring fintech innovators to explore other use cases for data integrations, the B2B financial services market has seen a swath of collaboration between traditional financial institutions and fintech firms and between fintech firms themselves. Though not a new technology, application programming interfaces, APIs, are having a moment in the spotlight, thanks to open banking initiatives and their ability to break down data silos in the back office. Driven by the embrace of software as a service, SaaS, platforms, corporates now have a greater opportunity than ever to take advantage of data connectivity and operate their various finance functions in harmony. It's a logical progression for financial management, but not without its hurdles, said Mark Matthews, vice president and head of product development at Time Tracking Technology Company On the Clock. The company recently launched a new function in its Time Clock platform, connecting accountants and payroll providers to employee time tracking data to prevent manual and double data entry. Payroll and accounting are codependent functions, Matthews recently told PYMNTS. Indeed, payroll is among several financial functions that stand to gain from getting closer to accounting. After all, any money coming in or out of a business must be recorded, reported on, and analyzed. Accounting and enterprise resource planning (ERP) platforms are, therefore, a natural fit to consolidate that information and properly reconcile wage payouts. Increasingly, Matthews said, businesses are adopting accounting platforms and payroll technologies that can integrate with each other. However, today's current climate means achieving that data is not always an easy feat. In the real world, we see a mixture of integrated versus non-integrated payroll software, he explained. For example, a large percentage of employers maintain their books internally and outsource their payroll to a third party. This mix of internal versus outsourced operations can make data connectivity more complicated, as information must be moved between both internal systems of a business and the external systems of its third-party service provider. Technological barriers. As Matthews explained, technical barriers are often to blame for the challenge of payroll and accounting integration, especially in scenarios where each platform operates in different data formats and categories. A situation where this is especially true is when accounting software is installed directly on a company computer, and not accessible by a third party for integration, due to firewalls and security measures, he said. In this situation, these programs generally offer file import/export options to get data in and out of the software. That tactic doesn't always guarantee speed and accuracy, however. With the rise of SaaS accounting and payroll solutions, though, web-based APIs historically unavailable with traditional enterprise software packages have made data accessibility very easy. He pointed to Intuit's QuickBooks Online platform as one example of how B2B fintech firms are embracing the opportunity of data sharing, offering a suite of APIs for third-party platforms like On the Clock to seamlessly and quickly move data between each other. A changing payroll landscape. The embrace of data connectivity between B2B fintech platforms is occurring in a time of significant change for the payroll sector as a whole. New solutions and payment functionality enable choice in how businesses pay and how employees get paid, whether that be through direct deposit or payroll card, bi-weekly or in real time. However, the payroll sector continues to be bogged down by legacy processes and tools, Matthews noted. While many employers and payroll providers are moving toward ACH direct deposit, many employers are still printing employee paychecks, he said, adding that the continued use of paper and manual time tracking, as well as employee hour data kept in various formats, is also commonplace. These tactics limit data integration capabilities, not to mention they expand the risk of errors and lost money for either a business or its employees. Digitization is on the rise. However, while SaaS adoption can address these friction points, future shifts in the payroll landscape will introduce new challenges to getting closer to the accounting team. Matthews believes that the accounting industry will be largely unaffected by the rise of the gig economy. Regardless of how a business pays a professional or the category of that professional as an employee, contractor, gig worker or otherwise, it must still collect that payment information and record that data into its accounting platform. What that means for the payroll and time tracking space remains uncertain, he noted. Depending on the legal categorization of a gig worker, Matthews said, these freelancers will most likely never be on the company's payroll, but rather, be paid a fixed fee using PayPal and other payment gateways, leaving both payroll and time tracking out of the mix. What that means for payroll and its relationship to accounting remains to be seen. We all know how distributed work-at-home workers affected commercial real estate vacancies, he said. The big question is how the gig economy will affect payroll and time-keeping in the coming years. How faster underwriting, credit analysis unlock faster loan payments. Recent Federal Reserve data indicates that 61% of U.S. adults do not have $400 in savings on hand to cover unexpected expenses. That reflects a steady increase from 2013's measure 50% and indicates that many Americans may need loans to deal with financial disruptions like medical emergencies or vehicle repairs. Faster payment services could help such consumers get much-needed funds, as long as lenders can access equally fast underwriting tools. However, borrowers seeking seamlessness could face additional hurdles if their credit histories or scores become problematic. A consumer's credit score needs not be the sole factor in determining loan approval, though. Banks can also gauge risks by checking consumers' recent financial histories for reliable incomes. David Evans, CEO of bank verification software provider DecisionLogic, said in a recent interview with PYMNTS that the firm's solutions allow consumers to quickly provide data from their primary bank accounts, enabling faster loan approvals for the needed payouts. Underwriting tools boost the confidence of both borrowers and lenders, and help the latter more seamlessly access reliable bank data that supersedes credit scores. They can also supply banks and other FIs with a better sense of borrowers' financial histories, such as how pending transactions affect account holders' available capital by aggregating the data aggregators. The same person's bank account can look different in many ways for many reasons, Evans said. Our challenge is to get as full and complete a picture of that banking data as we possibly can to mitigate those gaps and holes. Taking the friction out of lending. DecisionLogic recently announced that it has surpassed 40 million customers since launching in 2011. Its solutions focus on helping FIS issue loans to qualified applicants rather than facilitating borrower disqualifications. Lenders are looking to lend money because that's how they make money, Evans said. They actually like spending money, so they're looking for reasons and justifications to lend to people. DecisionLogic's customers are often lenders that serve subprime borrowers. Such consumers frequently lack credit scores for lenders' review and must instead provide their bank statements. Borrowers must first be willing to complete the lending application process, and frictions can arise when FIS request bank histories, which force these customers to find physical copies of their statements and then visit establishments like Staples to either print duplicates or fax materials. These issues can ultimately alienate those facing short-term emergencies. We found in talking to lenders that 4 out of 5 times, a consumer, with whom they have direct contact and they want to lend money to that would probably be qualified to lend money to goes away because the process has so much friction, Evans said. Decision Logic solutions address these problems by enabling lenders to access customers' accounts in real time and transmit recent bank statements. Applicants receive links either through emails or SMS messages that prompt them to enter their login credentials. Speedy account access can grant FIS the assessment data they need to initiate loans. A complete banking picture. Quickly receiving financial history snapshots can persuade lenders to grant loans they already want to issue by alleviating concerns about borrowers' potential risks. If a person has a regular income, that's a confidence booster, Evans said. Most of the time it's pretty simple. We have people who were paid for 90 days, they get paid regularly for the same amount each week or month, and they don't have anything really funky going on in their bank statements. They're likely to work out. Even customers' most recent bank statements might not provide full financial profiles, Evans acknowledged. Consumer activities can shift rapidly in a day, and pending transactions might not post in time to be reflected. In today's real-time world, you can literally this morning go and get a payday loan from a lender, get funds deposited into your bank account today, and your bank statement today this afternoon would look very different than your bank statement from last night, he said. The faster pace means lenders need the most current and updated data sources available. DecisionLogic uses solutions from financial services technology provider Fiserv, including its all-data PFM data aggregator, to completely picture borrowers' financial histories. DecisionLogic also works directly with several banks, including Citi and Wells Fargo, to swiftly access borrowers' information. Real-time data tools can give lenders clearer risk projections, especially in an age when transactions hastily alter financial statements. Evans noted that many DecisionLogic customers will perform underwriting activities just prior to initiating loans, ensuring that customers' bank statements have not changed significantly since their initial applications. It's all kind of happening in real time, when borrowers seek access to payday or cash installment loans, he said. The person is online, on a website, applying for a loan. Websites that have integrated with DecisionLogic's technology can make the underwriting decision and fund right away. These data-based insights into borrowers' financial histories can benefit all parties, as cash-strapped borrowers who may lack previously required credit scores can still access funds, and lenders do not have to deny loans to financially vulnerable users who need quick solutions for unexpected expenses. Getting RTP's roadmap, consumer demand for it in sync. For real-time payments, the infrastructure is there, and now comes the demand. To that end, according to Craig Ramsey, head of real-time payments at ACI Worldwide, the real-time payments focus in the United States through the present day has been on consumer propositions sending money instantly between parties for groceries, restaurant bills, and other expenses. And it is the consumer's expectation of payments done with speed, account to account, that will create ripple effects for banks, merchants, corporates and corporate transactions. Ramsey said the growth in Zelle and Venmo helps illustrate the emergence of a mindset that states, as a consumer I can pay my bills when it suits me. I don't have to think about the bank clearing and settlement cycle. I can decide I want to pay my credit card bill at a particular time, maybe at the last possible moment. He told PYMNTS this consumer mindset is reflected, for example, in statistics from the United Kingdom that show a significant number of transactions happen outside of regular banking hours. And to get a sense of just how dramatic a digital overlay and new payments platform can take root, consider the fact that transactions over India's unified payments interface hit the 1 billion mark last month, 3 years after launch. He noted that real-time flexibility is vital in cementing the relationship between banks and their customers. Though the financial institution may not make much, if any, revenue on the transactions, they do indeed benefit from consumers holding accounts with those institutions, and of course, benefit from peripheral services tied to loans and mortgages. He likened the strategy to the 80-20 rule, where the bank may make 20% of its revenues from payment services and 80% from account holdings. The merchants. Looking at the two types of merchants, online or physical stores, he said real-time payments are less likely to gain traction in a brick-and-mortar setting, at least on the consumer side of the equation. For online transactions, he told PYMNTS, merchants can prod consumers to consider an alternative form of online payment, done across real-time rails and through a request for payment. But in the in-store setting, contactless payments, credit cards and debit cards are, in Ramsey's estimation, a hard proposition to beat from a user experience perspective. But, he added, there's an incentive for merchants to shift to real-time payments. They typically pay interchange fees, and settlement of card payments can stretch across as long as 30 days. It's to the merchant's benefit to get money sooner, he said. And at the point of sale, POS, real-time payments may find solid footing during self-checkout, where a request for payment can be made through the POS device and can be done just as quickly as using credit card or debit card. At least some familiarity is already in place to embrace real-time payments in this setting, as, for example, in the United Kingdom, consumers can use their smartphones as they scan to shop at most major supermarkets. Downloading a mobile app and pre-registering a payment choice can pave the way for using application programming interfaces, APIs, connected to banking apps for requests for payments. The corporate case. Ramsey said that in the B2B space, corporations are interested in real-time payments because there is value in paying their bills a bit later, just like consumers would, while being able to receive funds instantly, which of course improves cash flow management. He noted, too, that real-time payments, tied to the Universal Financial Messaging Scheme known as ISO 20022, have rich messaging attached, which allows for easier reconciliation of transactions at the back end. That means cost savings for firms as they reduce manual processes and paperwork, he said. At present, corporate adoption of real-time payments faces at least some hurdles because transaction limits are relatively low, depending on the country. In the U.S., for example, the limit stands at $25,000 per transaction. But those limits should scale upward rather quickly, said Ramsey, who noted that in the UK, initial real-time payment limits were set at £10,000, and now are at £250,000. When the banks start to look at those payments sizes and propositions, he said, that's when we will start to see more value-added services being added by those banks to encourage corporates and merchants to start to use real-time payments and move away from more traditional payment types. With the add-on of services, he said, and especially with higher transaction limits, real-time payments may indeed go global across borders and well beyond the confines of domestic use cases. The infrastructure is there for faster payments, and eventually, real-time payments done globally. Ramsey noted that SWIFT GPI has been improving both the speed and transparency of cross-border payments. The readiness is there for real-time, and now comes the demand to monetize it all, said Ramsey. It used to be the case that it was quicker and cheaper to grab a bag of cash and fly it anywhere in the world than it was to send money electronically, said Ramsey, a bit tongue-in-cheek. With the recent proliferation of payment schemes around the globe, he said that, of course, is no longer the case. With SWIFT GPI, there is certainty that payments will arrive in a certain place at a certain time. For current B2B transactions, he said, money moves as fast as it needs to, and with many transactions being able to flow from the US to Australia in less than 15 minutes, for all intents and purposes, is quite fast enough. In other words, payments are moving as fast as they need to right now, and when the time is right, they'll get faster. Maybe in a few years' time that 15 minutes from the US to Australia will feel like it's the slowest thing in payments in the world, and that needs to be improved as well, he told PYMNTS. But as we sit here today, SWIFT GPI answers a very real problem and moves us to into the 21st century, which is exactly what correspondent banking needs. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.